Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, January 26th. Today on Forbes, Mega Billions, inside the battle to capture America's lucrative lottery market. If there's any question as to where Lady Luck lives, it's an office above the Utopia Deli on the New Jersey side of Greenwood Lake. In Jack Pocket's Operations Center in West Milford, New Jersey, a town known for its defunct iron ore mines and waterfront homes, 40 miles from Manhattan, dozens of lottery terminals sit on long tables, spitting out more than 100,000 tickets a day. Barcode scanners beep every second, signaling that a customer just bought a Powerball, Mega Millions, or another lottery ticket somewhere in the Garden State. Employees then feed the tickets into a high-speed scanner, and in a few seconds, the gambler who bought a $2 dream to get rich quick, with a few taps on the phone, can view the scanned image of the ticket in the Jack Pocket app. Eric Parker, who is 37 years old, co-founded Jack Pocket with CEO Pete Sullivan in 2013. He says that when they started the company in a WeWork space in Soho, they would go to the corner store three times a day to buy lottery tickets for customers and take photos of each one with a smartphone. He says, quote, "In the beginning, it was me and Pete buying tickets at the bodega. Now, we can process 1 million tickets in a day." Technically speaking, Jack Pocket is a licensed lottery courier service, meaning it's legally allowed to buy lottery tickets on behalf of others and store them until a drawing. Instead of going to the convenience store to buy a ticket, a player can open the app, pick their numbers or let the computer select, and Jack Pocket will buy it for them. The app is geofenced, so gamblers cannot buy an out-of-state lottery ticket. For anyone who wins less than $600, the company will credit the money directly to an account. With wins greater than $600, the company will mail the physical ticket for the player to cash in. To date, Jack Pocket has raised more than $200 million at a $620 million valuation from the likes of billionaire Mark Cuban, convenience store chain Circle K, and celebrities like comedians Kevin Hart and Whitney Cummings. While sports betting gets all the headlines, state lotteries are the gambling industry's cash cow. In 2021, gamblers spent $98 billion on lottery tickets, according to the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries. To put that in perspective, slots and table games across the country's casinos generated less than half that, $43.79 billion, in 2022 from January through November, while sportsbooks rang up $6.56 billion during the same time. The gaming industry is focused on expanding sports betting, which is currently legal in 36 states, but DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, Wynn, and others are fighting over table scraps. The real opportunity, says Jackpocket's CEO Pete Sullivan, is a $100 billion opportunity, and that's expanding and modernizing the lottery for a younger, tech-savvy gambler. Sullivan, who like his co-founder is also 37 years old, says, quote, "This has been the story of my life for 10 years. America is in love with sports, and sports betting is a sexy sell to investors, but it's extremely niche. What people don't understand is how huge the lottery is. It's America's secret. The lottery is so mass market that it's grown to be the sleeping giant." For full coverage, check out Will Yakowitz's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.